Thank you all for having me here. It's an honor to be here with each one of you today. And I'm going to ask whether you can hear me in the back or if I need a mic. Can you hear me in the back?
Are we not going to record this?
Yes, can we record?
It's recording.
Oh, it is.
Okay. He needs a mic to record.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll hold the mic, but I don't want something on my head. Because of energy, electromagnetic frequencies. I just
don't like that. All right, so is that too much for people? No. All right, so I appreciate that wonderful background that you were so gracious to present. And I want to tell you a little bit more about my story, because energy is all there is. That's my belief. With energy being all there is, matter follows energy. So what we're going to be doing today is we're going to play with energy, and we're going to have a chance to see, if you want to participate or not, what that means in terms of tools that you can walk away with to be able to touch that part of you that you would like to move into another realm. Because how do we get to those other realms? How do we get there? We get there from an energetic standpoint. If energy is all there is, which is my belief system, then we can change our intention. We can change the expression of our DNA by what we do from our intentions alone. Now, how did I get here? So my background is diverse. I grew up in a household that was very neglectful, unsupported emotionally, and I had to learn to survive. And so part of my survival skills that I took away and my gift from being brought up in that kind of an environment was my ability to intuit and tune in to other people very quickly. So I became a lawyer by many circuitous routes, and I was very good at what I did. And I was good at what I did because it wasn't about the money, although I made a fair amount of money. It wasn't about the money to me. It was about listening, and it was about being an advocate for whoever it was that I was working with. And that was energy. I could experience and tell what a person was feeling or thinking before they finished their statement. So I found that the gift that I got from my background of being brought up was a gift, and it took me a long time to get to that point of recognizing that there is a beauty in whatever happens. So I'm always looking for an opportunity to learn what that gift is. So when I think about what propelled me to my next step, my second career, which was energy medicine, was I became so good at what I did that I overdid it. And I don't know how many are familiar with traditional Chinese medicine or not, but there are five elements or five rhythms, and I am a fire rhythm. So you'll see my hands are constantly going. I've got tentacles that go everywhere. I love to do a whole lot of things. My husband, my friends will tell you I can't sit still. I'm up in the morning, I'm going, and I'm moving, and I have things going in 100 directions. And I love it. That's me. That's a fire rhythm. 20% of us are fire rhythms. Once you begin to understand the rhythms, then it makes sense, the partners that you have. Because my husband is not a fire rhythm. He's a water rhythm. What does water do to fire? Calms it down. Right? So his way of getting started in the morning is sort of meandering. You know, my way is like, I set up in my generator, let's go. And so you find that there's 20% of people, and most people aren't going to pick their own rhythm because they need that energetically in order to help support them. So I was in adrenal burnout because I was doing so much at so many levels and I loved what I did. I would never change my career for anything. I absolutely loved what I did. I stumbled onto energy work half by happenstance because I had seen doctors who had represented that I was looking for, how do I get out of this feeling I'm just tired, and that's not me. and they all wanted to put me on medication, said no. So I stumbled onto energy medicine by happenstance. It changed my life, changed my direction. And so I ended up then spending 5 years learning it, teaching it all over the country and doing some of the things that Nancy said. And that is what brought me to realize how powerful energy can be. Now, how is all that relevant to my title today, which is Dancing with the Divine? How is all that relevant? It's relevant, and I'm going to tell you a story about what happened to me. When I was in Phoenix, because I would go out to Phoenix 4 times a year for training, and when I was in Phoenix, one of the senior practitioners of Eden's Energy Medicine worked on me, and I had my assemblage point moved. Assemblage point is an energetic sphere through which our prism of looking at the world and our extension to light and energy comes from our heart. And so it comes right from our heart out, and it's about 18 inches to 20 inches in front of your heart center. And it's a prism through which you see the perspective of the world. When I was in Phoenix, my assemblage point was down here, okay? And it's not unusual. It happens during trauma, it can happen during birth, it can happen during earthquakes or things that happen, shift the world and shift the way that you see it. I had my assemblage point moved the day that I was flying out, and I had an early morning flight, and I remember how profoundly different that I felt when my energy source and my sphere of perspective in the world was changed from here to here. All of a sudden, I saw a surrealness in the world. It was more vibrant, it was much more brighter, it was just more cohesive, and people I just saw in a different way. I experienced life in a different way, just so quickly it happened, but it was like overwhelming. And I remember getting to the airport, and I was just trying to take all this in because it was so much to absorb, and the feelings and sensations and ways of perceiving was so different. I went to the airport, and I laid down on 3 seats, and there were some of the other practitioners were there, and I said, hey, can you let me know when the plane's ready to go, because I don't want to miss it, but I need to lay down. And I said, please, just, I don't want to talk to anybody, I just want to be here. And all of a sudden, I felt embraced by wings. And it was a moment for me that shifted my perspective dramatically, because they were the wings of an angel. And I could literally feel myself being encased in a way that was just otherworldly. And did I believe in angels up until then? No. My angel who was there for me that day is one of my guides. And so when I talk about dancing with the divine, what I'm talking about is the divine and what it means to me. We all have different views on what the divine means. And that's for each one of us to determine what that is. But I'm going to define what divine means for me today, because that is the premise, the paradigm from which my presentation arrives today. So my view of what the divine means, it's interconnectedness. It's being within me, it's being without me, outside of me, it's being among me, and it's being part of me. I am part of Source. Source is part of me. There is nothing more that exists but Source and the energy that enables all of that to flow. When I take a breath in, I'm taking a breath in a world that dinosaurs breathe in. I'm interconnected to everything. And that to me is what the divine is, being able to be in the moment, letting go of what is around me and all the daily issues, the beautiful meditation that Ashley led us in today. It's about being present in the moment and letting go, to be able to release and to just be. Letting go of judgment, looking at things from a different perspective. And I'm going to show you very shortly an exercise that will enable us to to move into being in a different perspective. I have had the honor of working with people from all over the world energetically. And I've run people's energy through my body. I work with 9 energy systems. One of them is the chassis of the body. It's what is created at the time of conception. In order to do that, I'm an advanced practitioner. There's only about 37 of us in the country, in the world today, who can do this work, because you have to be energetically balanced. And we were handpicked by Donna in order to be able to do it. But what that chassis is it's running the energy of somebody else's energetic chassis through your own. When I do that, what I am feeling and experiencing is stepping into that their energy and their past and their way of being. When I'm in that present, when I'm in that state, I am in a different one. I have had the pleasure and enchantedness of being in a place where everything is gold and white and just a different way of being. But it's not a place I can stay in, because we are people of the earth. We are not of the heavens. We are not of the earth. We're in between. And so our journey as that in between is, how do we connect these two? How do we learn to be able to take in that extenuation of ourselves to that other realm and beyond? Because we are so burdened with so much today. Our culture is more of a polarity today than at any time I've seen in my lifetime. There's so much polarity that goes on, and there's so much fear. And fear gets in the way of our ability to be present. And how do we shed that fear? We have to look at it from a different perspective. So part of my work that I want to share with you today is going to be moving into the next phase. So you've heard my definition of divine. So the question is, how do we find balance? How do we find balance between living in the world that we live in and being able to be present in that other state and to appreciate that? How do we do that? And I'm going to give you a little education for the first exercise that we're going to go over. Is we have 7 chakras. Everybody's heard about the chakra system? Okay, so we have 4 yang chakras. What yang means is, yang is the masculine side, it's the right side of our body. It's the side that comes from our body out. It extends out. It's what steps us into the world. It's what makes us be able to be part of the world and to function. The yin side is my left side, and each one of our left side. And those are the yin chakras, of which there are 3. So they enable you to pull back and pull within and be present with yourself. But in order to have all of those chakras be interconnected, they need to be in balance. And so it's a big issue. Our culture is so focused on the yang part that often we forget about the yin. And so we're going to be focusing on that during this next exercise that we're going to do. So I'm going to invite each one of you to think of a moment in time over the last month, 2 months, whatever, where you had an experience with someone or something that was, let's say someone, that was very upsetting to you and that created a lot of angst inside. And I'm going to ask you to close your eyes, put your right hand on your solar plexus, which is between your navel and the bottom of your ribcage on your belly. And I want you to look at that vignette and allow it to resonate within you. Because I'm going to ask you to attach an emotion to it. Not that you tell me, but you attach emotion to it. And just sit with that for a moment and let that vignette play out in your mind, in your body, in your spirit, in your essence. Okay. Does everybody have an emotion that's associated with that vignette, with that situation? Does anybody not have an emotion yet? If you don't have an emotion yet, raise your hand. All right. So now we've got an emotion associated with that. That's coming from our solar plexus. So I had you put your right hand on your solar plexus because the solar plexus chakra is a yang chakra. The solar plexus chakra is about how we present ourselves to the world. It's how we define ourselves. It's the image that we want to present. It's how we have structured our foundation of life in order to convey to the world, this is who we are, this is my ego, this is my structure, this is how I think, this is how I present myself. That's what the solar plexus chakra is about. I'm going to invite you now to take your left hand and with your middle finger, we're going to put that on our third eye. And then I'm going to ask you to play that same vignette over through the third eye and look through this third eye, which looks like a eye between your eyes that is in front of your eye, in front of your forehead. And look through that. And it's helpful to use your middle finger because that controls your circulation and it also is touching base with our nervous system. So through putting that middle finger of your left hand on your third eye, look at that same situation again and see if it shifts your perspective. Just sit with it for a moment and enable that energy to flow up through that third eye and out into the space of the divine, of the spiritual, of source. And just sit with it for a moment. Let's come back. And I'm going to ask, did anyone experience a shift in the way that they perceived that situation? Does anyone want to share what they experienced?
I changed from a feeling of violation and worry to a feeling of calm empowerment. And I no longer felt distressed that it happened. It became a positive for me.
So I'm going to let Darby tell us what she
experienced. I went from anger and disappointment and judgment into compassion. Or I wanted to embrace.
Exactly. And
what is that that makes that shift? How did we do that? We connected to ourselves and we connected to what is beyond. The third eye is the extraordinary opportunity to perceive and move above and be part of. It's close to the heavens. Our crown chakra is the top chakra.
But that third eye enables you to have a different perspective, and it takes you out of judgment. And it's a wonderful tool to use. And I'm going to share with you a story on a day-to-day basis of how I can sometimes get into that. Now, with my husband, he and I, sometimes I can't get to that third eye, and I react from a judging standpoint. And those that you are closest to and that you love the most are the ones that are most difficult to move out of this judgment to this enlightenment. But I picked up my friend Sissy in Asheville on Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
And we had stayed overnight there, and we were having breakfast at a place called Early Girl, right downtown Asheville, sitting outside, beautiful morning, flowers around us, just gorgeous. But I wanted to go, and I wanted to get a gong that I had seen there earlier, but I don't remember what store it was or where it was located. So I'd asked two of the people that were sitting there. They didn't know, and a young woman came by, and she had a backpack on and nicely dressed. And I thought, oh, she looks like she's probably from around here. So I went over and I asked her. And I said, hi. I said, I'm Karen. I said, I was wondering if you could tell me, do you know of a store where they have gongs? It was beside the salt cave, but I've been here for a couple of years. And she looked at me and she said, your name is Karen. That's offensive. That's very offensive to my millennial generation. She said, you are too direct, you are too demanding, and your generation doesn't have an awareness of what's going on. And I said, well, what's your name? It was Ashley. No, it wasn't. It started with an A. It was another, it started with an A. But anyway, so she, let's just say it was Anne, which wasn't. But so Anne says, that's my name. And I said, no. I said, that's a very interesting perspective you have. I said, I don't look at things the same way that you do. I said, I came to you to ask for some help and assistance. And my view was that that was what was important, is to communicate with you as a person. And I'm sorry that you find my name offensive, but I really love my name, and it fits me, and I like it. So I'm sorry that you feel that way. Can I help you understand a different perspective? And she stepped back because she really didn't expect that kind of response. If I had moved from my solar plexus, I would have lashed out, but I didn't. I moved from a different place. And what did that do for both of us? It enabled me to stay within my boundaries and feel that my integrity and myself had been protected. It didn't put me into emotional spin. And it enabled her to perhaps learn from a different perspective. And I also learned from it. You know, that's a very interesting perspective that from a millennial view. Now, does everybody feel that way? No. But my point is that when you start to realize you can move from here to here, make a big difference of the way that you see things and perceive things. So I'm going to ask you now if you'd like to have another demonstration of some more energy things that we can do. Okay. So how much time do I have, Nancy?
As much as you want.
Oh, no.
20 minutes or so.
All right, 20 minutes. All right, how many people ever walk into a room like this and feel bombarded by the energy, or you go to a mall and there's just too much and you feel like overwhelmed and you just don't want to take it in, you feel like everybody's energy is hitting you and it's just too much? Mm-hmm. Anybody ever feel like that?
Yes.
Okay. Does anybody feel like that right now?
No.
Uh-huh. Let me see. All right. How many know about energy assessment or energy testing? So I like to call it energy assessment, where you use kinesiology is another word for it, that you energy test. That's what I do. I don't ask questions other than to get information from your essence. And that gives me information. So I'm going to ask for a volunteer that wants to come up. Anybody want to come up? Come on up. Okay, your name is?
Madison.
Alyssa?
Madison.
Madison, okay.
That's offensive.
All right,
So somebody's going to have to hold it.
Somebody's going to have to hold this mic if you want this recorded.
I can do it.
All right. So what I'm going to be doing with Madison right now is I'm going to be putting a hand on her because I'm going to energy test her. I want to make sure that I can get good energy information. And I'm going to do this with anybody who wants to participate. So I'm going to ask you to
just hold this. So what I'm doing here is you're going to put your hand straight out. Have you ever been energy tested before? Okay. So I'm going to use my right hand, less than 2 pounds of energy, ready and hold. Okay. Did you feel that? Her arm didn't go down. So I'm asking her to just resist my energy just a tiny bit. But it's not a muscle test. It is a test of energy. So I'm going to ask her to hold. And hold. Okay, and ready? And hold. So what I did was I cut her energy off here, which is the muscle that controls the energy into the arm. Okay, there's 17 different muscle tests that we can do. So this one gives me information that tells me I have a testable muscle. So that, therefore, I can get information about what's happening with her. So I'm going to show you something now.
So I'm just going to go like this. Ready? She's weak. Okay, so her energy is enabling me to just cut off, come right against her. So I came right against her and her energy went down. Okay? So I want to have two more volunteers come up here because I'm going to show you an exercise that we're going to change all that. So I need somebody else. All right, Claudia.
I'm going to do
the same thing again.
And I don't.
Sorry, my back.
Put your hand up. Okay, ready? And hold. And hold. Ready? And hold. And hold. Put your hand up. Ready? And hold.
Oops.
So I've been able to cut her energy off. I need another person.
Yeah.
I need to get a hug. Sorry.
All right, but you want to hug hard and hard. This is where you exchange oxytocin. So move over that way a little, Madison. Buddy, move over, and you're going to come over here and put your arm up. Ready and hold. No, ready, hold. And hold. And hold. Okay. So let's see what happened. Oops. All right, so I have three people here. Each one of them, their energy is now not strong. And what we want to do is we want to get them to the point where when they have people and energy things coming at them, they can stay strong. Okay? So how are we going to do that?
What we're going to do is we are going to, I'm just going to have one of you do this
to begin with. And we're going to strengthen you up. Okay?
So you're going to, no, let's do it this way. So I'm going to have Madison do this without using her hands. Okay? She's going to do it
Madison is going to do this just with imagery. So she's going to be following me only with her intention and the power of her mind and her tuning into her energy. She's not going to use her hands, okay? Claudia and Pam are going to do it with their hands, and you're all going to follow with me too, okay? So you can stand up, which is probably a good plan, and you want to participate too, so.
I don't think so.
All right. How that work? All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to all start by putting our hands right here at our perineum. You can touch your body or you don't have to. And I'm going to bring my hands straight up. And I'm going to stop at my mouth at the bottom of my chin. And I'm going to now blow it out. And bring our hands down again. And we're going to bring the hands again, same foot, straight up the front of the body, stopping at the mouth, and blow out. One more time, straight up, stop at the mouth, blow out. And now what we're going to do is we're going to take one hand, doesn't matter whether it's right or left, from the perineum all the way up to the bottom of the mouth. The other hand we're going to take in the back, and we're going to bring it up over the back like we are making an invisible line, bringing it up over the top of the head, bringing it to the top of the mouth, and we're going to turn like a key. Okay? Good. Now let's just see what happens. Ready? She's better, but she's still not super strong, so she needs to do this more often. Okay? Ready? She's rock solid. Let's see for Madison. Ready? Arm out straight. Ready? Hold. She's rock solid. Okay, so you just learned now how to prevent this energy from coming and bombarding you from other people. When you go into a room, like when I do what's called a 5-minute routine, you guys can go back, thank you. When you go into an environment, you always want to, into a room or setting like this, you always want to do that. I do a 5-minute routine, which is a basic, it's Eden's work, it's YouTube's all over the world. On this you can find, but it's a 5-minute routine that energizes all your mind energy systems. It enables you to move into that space of protection. So you can be present, but not feeling you've been bombarded by a lot of other people. Okay, so I'm gonna invite you, this is another one. That is fairly quick, but I'm going to ask you to tune in to an emotional experience that was traumatic for you. Doesn't matter if it involves person or not. I'm just going to ask you to tune in, and when you have it, raise your hand. I'm going to come around and test the number of people. I did all those people over here. I'm not going to do everybody, but you're all now triggered by that. We're now going to work with something called a radiant circuit. There are 8 radiant circuits. They are energy systems that enables us to have our energy go to wherever it's needed in the body, mind, body, spirit, any part of us. So I'm going to ask you all to get up. And what we're going to do is we're going to start making some figure eights, okay? So I'm making figure eights. You see how I'm swinging my hip? You're swinging my hip. Move around. You don't have to stay still. You can go anywhere you want. You can figure eight. There are the people in the room. Just I want to see you make a figure eight. Bernie, you too.
This is like Tai Chi.
Yes, exactly. So we're making figure eights and move the hips. Aiden, move the hips. All right, very good. All right, now I'm going to ask you to turn around and make figure eights when you turn around. Figure eight somebody else in the room. It doesn't matter. We're just going to figure eight. The bigger you go, better get. If you want to go little, that's fine too. All right.
Crack, crack.
Okay. That's it. All right, now while everybody's standing, I'm going to come and let's just see you were nice and strong to begin with. Okay, let's see. Nice and strong.
This is all new to me.
I feel good on my back.
Strong.
Yeah.
Strong. 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 Strong.
We shifted
energy. Exactly. And the figure eights are down to the DNA of our body and our being. They're what connect us. You can sit down if you want to remain standing, it's up to you. They are what interconnect us.
with all that there is. You can access this at any time. It's your energy. Your intentions are following your energy. What do? We just figure aided and we laughed, we moved. But with the hips, you really get into the movement. Figure eights are so easy to do. Anytime that you have an issue that you hurt yourself, the knee hurts, start doing figure eights on. I had arthritis bumps starting to form. I would just sit there and do figure eights. Don't see any on my hands.
I have to start doing that.
Figure eights you can do anywhere. I've stopped people that were in bike accidents. I've stopped along the road. I just start figure eighting them. They're unconscious. I start figure eighting them until they come back. The ambulance gets there and I move on. It's something anybody can do. What is it that we're doing to make that connection? We were just dancing with the divine. Radiant circuits are not attached to the body. They're not a physical manifestation of the body. They are part of what is between us and what's out there. So when we pass from this life into another, my belief system is those radiant circuits are waiting until we come back. But they are always there to support us. They are part of that energetic field that is source, that is the divine. So you can learn to dance with the divine and shift very quickly. Just by doing this. And I think I'm out of time. I can keep going, but
it's up to everyone here.
Keep going.
Another 10 minutes.
Yeah. All right, we'll do one more exercise. How many people have health issues that they just can't seem to really get past? Claudia, come on up. Anybody else? Lee, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good, got it.
Oh.
All right, you want to have one more person?
You want to go there?
Go. What I'm going to... Oh, I can get this mic. What I'm going to be doing now is we have an aura. It's another one of our energy systems. You can sit if you want, if it's more comfortable, or just hang in there for a second. We have 9 energy systems I work with. You've seen several of them. I've mentioned the chakras. I've mentioned... the radiant circuits, this is the aura, that's another one of our energy systems. And so I'm going to show you what happens with our auric field. So our auric field is 7 layers. It should be from my body out to the end of my fingers. It should be strong the whole way out there. And that's how far it out. If you test my aura in this room right now, it's encompassing the whole room. So you can send your aura out to where you want it. It's not going to be as far out in the back, because I don't need it in the back. I need it out here, and I'm embracing the energy in the entire room. So what happens sometimes is that our field can be a miss. And when that happens, we have some issues. So I'm going to show you something. Okay, so her aura, when I energy test it, is to here. Okay, we want to get it out to her fingertips. So her aura is what we call collapsed. So you can have a collapsed aura, or you can have a detached aura. Very common, happens all the time. It's about life. But there's things that we're going to do to correct that. She's at the same position. Her aura is right here. Okay? And let's see where Lee's at here. Ready? And hold. And hold. And hold. Her aura is to here. Yeah, come up here a second. Just here. Okay, so her energy just froze up on me, which is normal, especially when she wasn't anticipating she's going to come up here.
So I'm going to have her go like this, which is on her K-27s, and just have a seat a second. Let me see. Ashley. Okay. So she's got an, she has a detached aura too, but she's got a detached aura. So what I mean by that, there's a space. We have seven layers of our aura. Get the mic.
We have seven layers of our aura, and from our hands to our body, they should be attached. When there's a space between the body and the first layer, that's the etheric aura. That layer, that means that energy is coming up this way, and it's being able to get attached to your body by coming in. When your aura is collapsed, it means that you don't have the integrity of all that protection that you want all around. So what I'm going to do is we're going to all do an exercise together. Everybody can participate if they want. I include you. He attends most of my energy workshops and sessions, and he always fills in when I have an odd number of people. So he's been gracious for, I don't know, many, many years. All right, so this is what we're going to do. We are going to begin by, and I can't put this on tape.
Sorry. Oh, I forgot that other trick.
Okay. There we go. So we're going to start by, everybody want to participate, let's stand up. Move, make space if you want. You don't have to stay where you are. You can just go wherever. We're going to start by making figure eights in front of our heart. So I'm just making figure eights. I'm starting here, going out, making a circle, turning around. Out. Circle. So I'm pushing the energy out and I'm pulling it back in. I'm pushing the energy out and I'm pulling it back in. I'm pushing the energy out and I'm pulling it back in. Pushing it out and pulling it back in. Okay? So that's something that you can quickly do, and it doesn't have to be perfect, but what we're doing is we're pushing it out and in. Now we're going to start and we're going to put our hands on our thighs. And we're going to imagine the energy from the earth coming up from the bottom of our feet to meet the palms of our hands in our thighs. So feel that energy coming in. Just enable that grounding from the earth to come right up those legs and attach to the hands, the beautiful palms of the hands. And now we're going to take those palms in front of our face and we're going to rub them vigorously together. Hard as you can, we're going to make some heat here. Shake them off. Okay? Don't throw it at other people, just throw it down. All right, now I'm going to bring my hands out in front of me. I'm going to cross over and touch my shoulders. I'm going to turn my hands away. I'm going to push out. I'm going to bring that energy back in, right at my chest. I'm going to hug my chest. I'm going to push my hands out. Push it away. Now I'm going to bring it into my waist, turn my hands out, push that energy out. I'm going to bring it back down on my knees, the mic stays. And then I'm going to turn. Wait a minute. There we go. All right. Energy into the knees, push it out. In at the feet, push it out. But this time I'm going to keep my hands to the back, palms down to the floor, scoop that energy on up, bring it up, sprinkle it all over you, and put that energy anywhere on your body that your hands know, that your body that knows your hands need it. It could be anywhere. Okay, so that was working with our aura. So let's just test everybody and see where they're at, okay? Nice and strong. Okay. All right, thank you. So, okay, good. All right, so again, we're working with the energies of your body. Where's that source coming from? It's coming from out, within, and all around. That's the divine. That's what we are. That's what we have access to. We can shift it. and change our intentions. And what we saw with each one of these people is we now, with Ashley, have that energy that is connected to the body. We have the R's that are out, and that's where a lot of illness comes from, because emotions that aren't resolved in the field end up manifesting in the body. As your R pulls in, you start to collapse, don't have as much protection to keep the sources that are creating that physical manifestation at a distance. So that's what we did today. What did we learn? We learned that your intentions are available for you to shift your own energy and make a difference at any time. It's there, it's in your power, it's in your healing ability to shift and make difference for yourself and for others. So with that, I'm going to leave you at a bit late of a time. Thank you.